This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Jersey County Historical Society Apple Fest is happening today in Jerseyville. The festival includes tours of historic buildings on site, craft vendors, food, and activities for the kids. Beth McGlasson, vice president of the Historical Society, says she got involved because of her love for history and encourages everyone to stop by and check out the Apple Fest.
I was born and raised in Jersey County, and once my children got old enough that I wasn't involved in their activities in school, I was looking for something else to do and have always loved history. So I came up and said, what can I do? And they needed a gardener. So I started taking care of all the gardens for them, and eventually they asked me to serve on the board, and I have been the vice president for, I believe, 3 years now.
Great, and we're here on the grounds of the Historical Society, and there are several different buildings, and you've kind of got a museum here, and all of that I believe folks can see if they come by tomorrow for the Apple Fest. So let's start talking about that and what activities are going to be going on.
Well, let's start with the buildings. We have some fabulous buildings on our grounds, all of them, most of them from Jersey County originally. We have the Lone Star School, which was a one-room school located out toward Fielden, and it was brought in completely refurnished, refurbished, and it contains almost all of its original content. So walking in that school is like stepping into a building in the 1800s. It's just absolutely fabulous. We have a one-room Union Forest Church that was completed in 1920. Again, it was relocated in here a few years ago, and it also contains almost all of its original contents. Just beautiful, beautiful little buildings. Of course, the Cheney Mansion, which is sort of the cornerstone of our buildings here, it is the oldest frame house in all of the county. It started out as a four-room house and was eventually added on to into what it has become today. It is open for tours, again, fully furnished, just a beautiful, beautiful building. And then we have the log cabins. We have three log cabins. One just came in recently, so it's not open for tours, but the other two are. And then we have the museum, as you mentioned.
Great. And what time do those tours start, and what time do things get started tomorrow?
Everything kicks off at 9 o'clock. The tours are $5 per person for all of our buildings. It's quite a bargain, let me tell you. Children under 5 are free. So people can start buying tour tickets at 9 o'clock. We will sell our last tickets at 3 o'clock to give everybody time to get through all of the buildings. We have live entertainment throughout the day. We have the local Gibson girls. They're here at 9:30. Robert Sampson, who is a blind entertainer, and oh my heavens, he is such a crowd pleaser. And then we have local kids performing at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Great. Sounds like lots of fun activities, and sounds like it's a family-friendly event.
It is. For children, we have a bounce house. We have a balloonologist, Nick Balloon. He comes and he creates all sort of fabulous things with balloons. And there are battery-powered cars that the kids can do, and that is until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, from 10 to 1 for all the kids' stuff. $2 per child, and they can do it all. Face painting, we also have face painting as well.
And will you have any sorts of yummy treats, maybe kettle corn and homemade goodies?
Oh, lots and lots of good stuff. Pioneer stew is kind of our signature dish, but we have ham and beans and fish and chicken strips, and Ringhausen Orchards is here every year, and they have fabulous apple everything to buy, and then kettle corn. And then we have all kinds of crafters on the grounds as well. So, hey, if you want to get an early start on your Christmas shopping, come on out, because there's lots of great things here.
So I guess the next thing we need to know is where you're located, so folks know how to get here.
We are right on State Street in Jerseyville, which is the main drag going through Jerseyville, 601 North State Street. We are slightly south of the high school, if you're familiar with the high school.
Okay, and then just remind us again what times things get started and then prices for any of the activities.
Again, 9 to 5. Tours are $5 per person. If you want to come out and take advantage of the children's activities, 10 to 1, it's $2 per child. That gets you into doing everything. I believe there's an extra charge for the face painting, but everything other than that is included in that $2 price.
Once again, Beth McGlasson of the Jersey County Historical Society about their annual Apple Fest that's happening today from 9 to 5 in Jerseyville. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.